William Shakespeare wrote of the seven ages of man, starting with the puking infant and the whining schoolboy, through the lover, the soldier, the authority of the middle-aged justice, then the slippered pantaloon, ending with the dependency of old age, sans teeth, sans eyes, sans taste, sans everything. But I find the categories or stages found in Hinduism more helpful and positive. It speaks of four ages: the student, the householder, the sage, the ascetic, with activity in the world dominating the first stages of life, then in later life, the wisdom of experience being shared with upcoming generation, and there's an increasing reflection upon ultimate truths of life and death. But what's significant for all of us in this understanding is that each stage of life has its own inherent importance and dignity. One is not more significant, productive, or useful than another. Each stage matters, because whether young, old, or middle-aged, each has something unique to offer. I suppose that that understanding undergirds the Christian social teaching of everyone contributing to the common good. So yes, let's have a dignity code for the elderly, and for the young, and for the middle-aged. We all need it.